Here we are a few days after one of the biggest events in America in the last month, last year. It's a huge event, and Microsoft technologies were used during that event, so we brought a couple guys to tell us about the projects they were involved with. You want to introduce yourself quickly?
Hi, my name is Steve Woodward, and I'm a technical evangelist in developer and platform evangelism.
I'm Ben Wagoner. I am the video strategist for the Silverlight platform.
All right. So there were two different projects going on? Is that what you were involved with?
Yes, so two very different projects. The first of the projects we worked on was for CBS.
Okay. And
And that project actually started probably back in November, December last year through collaboration with CBS and Vertigo and Move Networks.
Okay.
And their mandate was, you know, they really wanted to deliver a very, very high quality experience for end users. They provided very high definition video streams. Mm-hmm. They had a rich user experience. They actually had six or seven high definition feeds running simultaneously.
Oh, wow.
And the users could actually switch between those feeds.
Oh, cool.
They could bring them up full screen on their screens in their offices or at home. And very, very rich immersive experience from that perspective. They also put the things that they couldn't do online. They gave users the ability to actually scan back through the archives and see the inaugurations of some of the previous presidents. And pretty much, I think every president we have video footage of, they actually put up there.
Wow.
And you can go and take a look at those as well. So again, the big thing for them was they want to provide a very rich experience for end users. All of the content and all of the coordination of that was done by CBS themselves, which is the central part of the organization. But then the actual hosting of that was done by all the local stations. So they got to benefit from the investment that CBS themselves have made in .NET and Silverlight in order to bring that to market.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering because I saw this was Channel 11. So I know this wasn't just CBS.com. It was like a...
Yeah, it was actually broadcast, I think, on 11 or 12 different local stations. So pretty broadly across the U.S. The other project, completely different end of the spectrum. They came to us, I think, about 2 weeks before the inauguration.
Oh, wow.
We'd had some previous work that we'd done with the Presidential Inauguration Committee around the Democratic National Convention. I'm sure many of you have seen the work that was done there. And again, that work was done with Vertigo for the Democratic National Convention. But in this case, we already had Vertigo working on the CBS project. So
they can't do everything, right?
They can't do everything,
yeah.
No. So we actually worked with iStream Planet, and we worked with the guys at Microsoft Studios in order to do the work with them.
Okay.
And for them, they actually had, again, some very unique characteristics. I mean, they're a non-profit organization, so they wanted to bring something to market very, very quickly and obviously with minimal expense.
Mm-hmm.
They had an opportunity to place some cameras in places that some of the other big news studios didn't.
Okay.
So they actually had some very unique camera views.
Okay.
And then they also wanted to capture some of the other events that were going on around the inauguration weekend. So they actually had cameras at like the Baltimore party and some other things that happened over the last couple of days, which gave them a very unique perspective on some of the events that were going on.
Okay, so the full experience of this giant event.
Yeah.
It was not just the ceremony, there was the parade and all the balls that went on into the night.
So they capture plenty of that as well.
Yeah.
So two very different projects. At the end of the day, though, with a lot of the work we're doing around some of this live streaming, one of the biggest challenges from a software's perspective is, we all know, and I think we've all personally slipped software projects.
Sure.
You don't get that option with live events.
Right.
So
know,
the event's going to happen.
Definitely.
Either the software's running and it's ready, or you miss it. So,
right.
But thankfully, both of these came pretty much on time and probably pretty much at the last minute. But but they came up, and I think the end results pretty much speak for themselves. I'm very, very happy with the way this all came together.
Great. Yeah, I definitely heard a lot about the quality of the CBS video feeds and just how amazing they were. So that was all Silverlight, or
There's a Silverlight controller that hosts all of the functionality, and the Move Networks player is actually what's doing the high definition video inside of that. So collaboration, we've worked with those guys before. So they do all the encoding, and then there's actually the Move Networks player that's hosted inside a Silverlight controller in order to make that happen.
Very cool.
So Silverlight's used for the user interface, and we're able to use all the Expression Studio tools to be able to design the user experience. We'll use the Move engine to do the great AV quality.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Very cool. So, Ben, now I contacted you actually because I saw some of that you some of the work that you had done with the Moonlight player. Can you explain?
Yeah, so Moses found out about the actual pick video site on, I think I, was, when I saw the PR with everyone else on Friday, 6 days ago now, and it looked pretty cool, and so I contacted Miu at iStream Planet, and just because I'm paranoid with these kind of things, try to find out how they set up their encoders to make sure everything, they'd optimize it for quality. They actually done a great job already. I just basically told me they'd done all the, everything right in the first place.
Okay, that's good news.
And and it was a, they set up a very nice, simple Silverlight 2 player, which let you switch between different data rates and different camera feeds if there's going to be available. And they had a nice advantage of going a little bit beyond kind of the classic Windows Media Player embedded experience with more, some more controls. Not as nearly as a complex a player as we have for the NBC Olympics, but still had some new Silverlight features. And then, sort of the weekend, you were kind of like thinking about it and realizing there are a lot of people out there using PowerPC Max and also Linux who we don't have a current version of Silverlight for. PowerPC Max, still Silverlight 1. And we're working with Novell on technology called Moonlight, which is a open source implementation of Silverlight, where we provide the media engine for as a separate download. A lot of people have the point that, you know, the Obama inauguration is making a lot of a point about it being a very inclusive event. I want to really show everybody, and people are saying, you know, it's not everyone can actually watch this, and that's a fair point. And start looking at the player design and realize we could re-implement a version of it using the Silverlight 1.0 features, and that would give us compatibility with both Silverlight 1.0, of course, and then with the Moonlight beta. Moonlight right now is implementing Silverlight 1.0, so we had to take what was managed code, get that re-implemented in JavaScript, so we were able to transition across all the features, but we were able to certainly get the video experience to work. Sort of, we looked at the player, realized that was possible, and so she contacted Novell, their team there who does Moonlight, and said, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great if, instead of having all the Linux fans yelling at us tomorrow, if we just, like, gave them a player today? And they thought that was a good idea, and they actually couple of some folks, they're watching a movie, and they left during the opening credits, apparently, and ran back to the office. And testament, actually, like, the design tools and all the work they've done is, from our first email to them to a working player was 7 hours.
Wow.
So they're able to take the existing XAML code that describes the user interface,
modify
that some, do JavaScript, use some of their own stuff, and actually got fully working player based on test streams. We got it uploaded to the PIC site about 3 hours beforehand, and it inexplicably just works fine.
That's
so it's great, yeah. And even though they were primarily targeting Linux, it also because it's the same, a good spec for how everything works. Exact same code worked fine for Mac users and PowerPC as well. We didn't have a time to do any formal PR. So Miguel de Casa, the leader of the Mono project, and I each did a post in our blogs describing this and tried to go to the /.threads complaining about like, oh, here's the URL. Really, we got it fixed.
You're trying to say, hey, we heard you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we know what you needed. So
It was doable. This is the first time we had kind of the combination of a Moonlight beta being available that we felt good with, and a media player that was using Silverlight 2, but we had something that we could fall back to experience-wise. But it was a good collaboration. We're certainly, you know, we look for future opportunities to be able to use Moonlight to provide a broader experience until, obviously, when they catch up with Silverlight 2, then we'll be able to just have the same player just work.
Yeah.
That'll be a few months of lag there.
Well, that's what I was going to ask about. I mean, I think this is the first time where I've actually heard the whole Moonlight fallback. It's set up. It's all ready, right?
Exactly. Like they only had beta of Moonlight 1 a few months ago. This is the first time we really had the project where it made sense, but I think we'll have some other ones coming up. You know, but as we bridge the world between where we are now when they get to the Silverlight 2 feature set, which they're making good progress on.
So right now they have parity with Silverlight 1.
Exactly.
And then so having that player and the media pack, is that what?
So we, because there are royalty bearing codecs that Silverlight uses, and the open source world's kind of, how does that get paid for? It's a free download kind of thing. As Microsoft, so what we do is we provide the codec pack as a separate download that can plug into Moonlight to add those codecs, and we take care of the licensee for that. Way, if someone's doing a broad Linux deployment, you know, they don't want to worry about whether or not the patents are being properly handled. You know, we take care of that.
Right.
It's a nice way to extend the experience.
Very cool. Okay. So So now this is available, actually, we're watching it now, right?
Yeah.
So it's on demand as well as it was live.
Yeah, so the CBS site is still up. They're actually providing their video on demand, again, at the same level of quality as it was when we actually broadcast it the first time through. So, you know, the nice thing is, I mean, you can probably just see it over my shoulder. We go and take this to full screen, and we're running a big screen here, and, you know, the quality is still pretty, you know, amazing. And just running off my little laptop is pretty impressive. So it's very cool.
The Move Player is really great at delivering a user as many bits as they can handle, so you don't have the whole lowest common denominator problem. If you've got enough bandwidth for high definition, you get high def.
Oh, that's great.
If you have a lower connection speed, you get as good an experience as you can, given what your network and computer are capable of doing.
That's what keeps everybody happy. Yeah. If you have high bandwidth at home, you want good quality.
Yeah. But if you don't have high bandwidth, you at least get to see the video, hear the audio, and you get the best experience that's possible given the constraints you have.
Yep. That's awesome. Okay.
And just one other thing on the work we did with PIC. I didn't mention who actually did the work on the player there, but iStream Planet, I mean, similar to the Novell experience, we called those guys on the Tuesday before the inauguration. They turned around a player for us in about 72 hours.
Wow.
So pretty impressive. You know, they actually took some existing player functionality they had, turned it around, got it up and running on the site, tested it with the video streams, and had it up and running for the Baltimore party on Saturday, I think it was. So some amazing work that went into, you know, that last week of pulling everything together.
Yeah,
it's a real testament to all the, you know, years of effort we've got around .NET, around, you know, both the design tools and the authoring tools. It's really when you're building a media player in Silverlight, you're really building an application that plays back media. It's not like a plug-in where you're kind of doing some HTML skin kind of thing. It's really an application, but...
One of the big advantages.
Exactly. You do all kinds of crazy things. You know, but we've got, you know, a lot, templates available, sample player, source code. A lot of people have done their own, they can reuse. And because we've got the whole, you know, the separation of the design and the code part of it, it's very easy to take, you know, player functionality, then really rebrand it very quickly. So it's
definitely
worked out well.
Well, thanks, guys. That's an awesome story. Is there anything else you want to say real quick?
Nope. I think that's it.
All right.
Thanks again to Novell for doing, I mean, 7 hours of coding to actually pull that together. I was just amazed. So,
the night before, right?
We started, I think I was having lunch on Friday. Thought, you know, this would actually work. I was looking at the SAS agent server, like, and you know, we sent an email, and it was a time that they actually, the guys were actually in the office to get the email and everything. It was really 7 hours between, hey, let's do this, to here is a functioning player with a live stream embedded with full functionality.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Wow. So I got to say, hats off to those guys.
So this is actually a good testament to the versatility.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you have these two options and CBS very well prepared, all this stuff, and then
exactly.
We just did this right at the end.
Yeah. And their actual, and the Moonlight is a totally, does not have Microsoft stuff in it. They wrote that from the spec for our stuff. So it's completely different runtime underneath, just using XAML and managed code. And, you know, they didn't have any compatibility issues. They just were able to get it done. So
very cool. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
All right. Thanks. All right.